I sure can't think of the
toadstool
name.
Toadstools,
that's right. That's right.
Okay. Now, something like that, that you can't eat on account of it would kill you, you'd say you can't eat it because it's
poison.
Now, if somebody had a sore throat and you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
And if you were using it, you'd say because he couldn't
swallow it.
What do you call things people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Okay, how about the big brown thing?
Cigars.
Have you ever heard any kind of slang words for cigarettes? Do you know any other?
No.
If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, they want to know if you can do it, you'd say, sure, I
can do it.
Right. And then if you don't think you can, I'd say, can you? And you'd say, no,
I don't think I can.
Or
I try.
I'd like to, but I
fail.
Okay. If you had seen a bad wreck and you might say, well, there's no point in getting an ambulance now because the people are
died.
And would you say already dead?
Has already died.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the expression, talking about something that's happened in the past, they'd say, they'd say, he done left. Have you heard that expression? Meaning he's already left, he's done left.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. But I would say he's gone.
Yeah, you'd say he's gone. Mm-hmm. You put it in a different way. Okay. If you were talking about, if you were growing a plant or something, you'd say, that plant's not as tall as it.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. You might tell somebody now, you're not doing what you
should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Now, if you were talking about, you said, now, that little boy got a whipping, I bet he was doing something he
shouldn't have been doing.
Now, if you were refusing something in a strong way, and I said, will you do it? You'd say, no, I
won't. I will not.
I don't see if this sounds natural to you. Talking about the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, I'm not sure, but I might could. Now, does that sound?
Yes.
Okay, say it.
I'm not sure, but I might could.
I might could. Yeah, that doesn't sound unnatural.
No.
You might use that. Okay.
Because it's a possibility. You can.
Yeah.
When you try.
Yeah. This is about animals again. The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
I am puzzled.
They call it the wise old
hawk.
Okay, it's very much like a hawk. Wise old.
Would be owl.
Right? Owl. Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I'm learning something, Mary.
You know, these are things I never knew. What? You know any types of owls? Like the big one that makes
no,
a big noise?
No, I don't know anything about it, but I need to learn.
You know hoot owl?
I've heard of it.
Hoot? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Say that one for me.
It seemed like I want to belch. Hooting owl.
Okay. How about, if you know screech owl? You ever heard that?
I hope there's not those little things we hear when before it rains. Are those owls?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Kind of frog that when it rains.
That's a frog I'm talking about. Well, I've heard those owls.
You've heard those, yeah, screech owls?
I've heard
owls. Have you heard that word, screech owl?
Not streak owl, but I've heard of owls because I've visited my aunt in the country, and you hear those owls out in the country.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, the little frog, and people call them, there's so many different names for them. Some people call them tree frogs, some people call them spring frogs, some people call them green frogs.